This morning, as we read through Scripture of the account of the birth of Jesus Christ, we read the account of the birth of our Savior. And oh, what a glorious occasion it was. And as we take this time out of the year, usually around Christmas time, we spend it in remembrance and we spend it in praise, in looking at the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This world has a lot of things that they've added to Christmas. They have a lot of different things that sometimes take our time. But allow us not to forget the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the praise and the glory that he deserves. This morning, I want to go through some of the verses that we read this morning in Luke chapter 2 and looking at the reaction of those who were present in that account. First, I want to look at the actions of the angels that we see in Luke chapter 22. And then we'll look at the shepherds on top of that as well. But before we get too far in, let's go and open in the word with a word of prayer. Father, I praise you for the great privilege I even have to call you Father. And I thank you for the salvation we have through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And though we were sinners, you sent your Son to die for us. Though we were undeserving. And Father, as we go through your word here this morning, I pray that you allow our hearts to be open and challenged by it. Allow us not to take this service just for granted as another Christmas service, Lord, that we can chalk up. But allow us to be attentive. Allow us to be hungry for your word this morning. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen. You remember back as we read through Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, we see the account of the angels coming and speaking to the shepherds. The angels were coming to proclaim the birth of Jesus Christ unto these shepherds. And if you didn't know, angels are God's messengers, often to bring messages from God to man. Messengers actually... the word that we put in the Bible for angel. Going back to the Greek, the literal meaning of that word for them is a messenger of God. And oh, what a message they had to bring to these shepherds. A glorious message, which was the birth of Jesus Christ. And when the angels appeared, we get this picture in this passage. As they appeared, that the shepherds were very, very afraid. And I don't think we can blame them too much, that if we were the shepherds there and we saw an angel before us, an angel of God, that we would probably be frightful too. And this was because of the glory of God that was seen by these shepherds that brought their fear. In verse number 8, it says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid." An angel of the Lord, the glory of God shown through that angel, was not something that was seen very often on earth. But these shepherds experienced it, and they saw the power and glory of God through that messenger, and they were afraid. And the angels told them not to be afraid, because they had great news to proclaim to these shepherds. And the angels came to bring good tidings. The word good tidings that we see in this actually have a much more powerful message than just good tidings that we kind of know them today. It has a literal meaning, those words, good tidings, to preach the good news. that the angel said, "Don't be afraid. We are here to preach the good news to you from God." This was the great news of the birth of Jesus Christ. The angels were here before the shepherds to proclaim the birth of Christ, to proclaim who he is to these shepherds. The entire prophecies of the Old Testament have been pointing to and leading up to the birth of Jesus Christ. And we see the angel brought forth this great declaration, this great proclamation of the Savior who is to be born, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And we see the angels describe this baby who was born, this baby Jesus who is born, in a few different titles, a few different ways as they describe who he is. And their description, even in this very short amount of words, brings a very powerful truth of the gospel. First, we see in verse 11, the angels, in describing Christ, calls him Savior. Verse number 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." They weren't announcing the arrival of a great soldier that was going to fight the battles of the children of Israel. They weren't announcing this great person who was going to come and just wipe out all the other nations, as a lot of the Pharisees and a lot of other people thought was going to happen. But rather, they proclaimed that a Savior was born. And the wording Savior there has such a powerful truth behind it. As Christ was born on this earth for a purpose, a play that was done at the church I was at a couple years ago had the title Born to Die. Born to Die. And you know, when I heard that title and I started thinking about it, I said, that is such a great title in proclaiming the birth of Jesus Christ. Because he came to this earth with a purpose to die for our sins. Though we were sinners, we were undeserving of salvation. We were undeserving of God's love. As we've turned away from him, we have all sinned against him. We were all deserving of eternity in hell and an eternity of separation from God. But because of God's great love towards us, Christ died for our sins, that we might be saved. They were proclaiming the birth of a Savior. We also see the angels call him not only Savior, but they also call him Christ, as well in verse number 11 at that last part, which has the meaning of Messiah, the one who has been prophesied to come. The Old Testament prophets have been pointing and prophesying of the birth of Jesus Christ. The sacrificial system that was put in place for the children of Israel to sacrifice unto the Lord was pointing to Christ. And put yourself in the shoes of these shepherds who, at this time, Christ has not been born yet. They're living in the Old Testament time still. And these angels proclaim that Christ, the one who has been prophesied about, Messiah, has come. The news of Christ has come onto this world by these angels to these shepherds. And this was news that can save. This is news that they bring of pointing them to a Savior, Jesus Christ, that they have been waiting for. The Son of God. Can I tell you that the angels had such a great honor in announcing the birth of Jesus Christ? Don't take that lightly. Even though that we look at angels as heavenly beings, and we look at them oftentimes of being glorious creatures, the honor for them to proclaim the birth of Jesus Christ would have been a tremendous honor for them. To proclaim the birth of their God. In this short proclamation, the shepherds had heard, the angels had said so much, even in few words, as I mentioned, as they described the Savior and the Christ. They described the gospel in their tidings, in the news that they brought. They talked about the salvation of man from their sins. And we see that this news that they brought was not just for the shepherds. This saving gospel, this saving news of Jesus Christ, we see was not just for a few. In verse number 10, it says, "The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." The great news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is for this entire world. A very popular verse that many might know, John 3:16, describes that. "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that who shall believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." These angels proclaim such glorious news. And we see after the angel had appeared and proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ, the saving news, the gospel, we then see a multitude appear. And we see this multitude of angels. We see, what do they do? They immediately, we see that they praise God. They praise God for the birth of his Son, Jesus Christ. They praise the glory God, glorify God. We see this in verse 13, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." God's glory at this time of the birth of Jesus Christ was entering earth as a man through our Savior Jesus Christ, through God. And we see that scripture tells us that the news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the ministry of proclaiming that great news that we have, is rather glorious. If you want to see how glorious truly the gospel of Jesus Christ is in the message that we can behold and tell others, read through 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Well, Paul spends an entire chapter of talking about how glorious and awesome the gospel of Jesus Christ is. And this is not because we see this, that we are so glorious, or that the angels were so high and so far and so glorious, far beyond comprehension. It's not as we as believers go and we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ that we are glorious. But we are glorious because the message of our Savior that we are beholding. The angels then say, towards the end, they say, "Peace on earth," in verse 14. This peace they speak of is that of Christ being on earth. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ here this morning, if you have trusted in him and you are saved, you have experienced the peace of God in your life. The angels had such a great honor in announcing the birth of Christ. And truly, you try to imagine this account in your head, and I don't think we could ever do it justice. But we see the angels' reaction to the birth of Jesus Christ as they were a messenger of God. We see them proclaim the Savior Jesus Christ and who he is. And we see that they also praise and glorify him. And now let's turn the tables a little bit and go even further. And now let's take a look at the shepherds' reactions. The shepherds who have just witnessed this glorious event, the proclamation of this great news of Jesus Christ. And you know, first off, I want to say I find it somewhat interesting that it was shepherds the angels went to. You know, if you were reading through this and, you know, you might think, well, who are the angels going to proclaim and announce the birth of Jesus Christ to? Maybe the kings of this earth. Maybe the Pharisees, maybe the religious leaders, maybe the wealthy, the ones with influence that could influence others. But the angels came and proclaimed the great news of Jesus Christ to shepherds. Which, if you don't know, the job of a shepherd was one that was not glorious. It wasn't nice. It didn't hold you in great esteem. It was kind of a lower position. It was looked at as a lower class job. It was a tough job. It was physically demanding, and it did not earn much money at all for the workers. And I think this is a beautiful illustration as we see the angels as they came to the shepherds. As I mentioned, they didn't go to the kings of this earth. They didn't go to great religious leaders of that time and proclaim. They came to shepherds as they were watching over their flock. And I think this is a great illustration of how the news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is for everyone. It's not just for the priests or royalty, but truly, the gospel is for sinners. It is for everyone in this world. And as we look through the life of Jesus and his interactions, we see that Jesus didn't have a value of earthly position. He had a value of one's heart. He had a value of speaking with sinners to bring them the good news. And we see that these shepherds, after the angels left, after they had just witnessed this glorious event of the proclamation of Jesus Christ in front of them, after this had happened and the angels had departed from them, Did the shepherds have to wait there and comprehend, well, what do we do now? Did they sit there and say, do you think we should go? I don't know. No, they didn't waste any time at all. The participles that are used in verses 15 through 16 convey a sense of urgency. This was something that they urgently went to go do, to find Christ. They left right away, and this was not something that they had to stop and consider, but they heard the great news of the Savior Jesus Christ, and they immediately went out in searching. The text suggests that Bethlehem was a distance away from them, that most likely maybe they would have been on the outskirts of a city in a field, and this would have been some traveling for them. And we see in verse 16, as they found baby Jesus sleeping in the manger, laying there, that this was something that they continually searched for. As we see the wording in verse 16, and they came with haste quickly and found. That word found there, that means they were searching. They were searching for the baby Jesus to see their Savior. And they found, and we see that they come, and through this, we see this was a priority to them. This was something that they set apart to do right away. And we see that their hard work had paid off. They came before and they saw baby Jesus. They saw their Savior. And how great of a view that would have been to be able to see our Savior Jesus Christ laying there in a manger. And then what do they do after? After they hear the great news proclaimed to them by the angel of the Lord, after they have gone and they've searched quickly, and then they found Jesus, do they rest and do they go home? Do they go back to their sheep? No. After they saw Christ, they started making know what the angels had told them. We get a sense that these shepherds were going and telling everyone that they could about the message they had heard from the angel, proclaiming that Christ has come, our Savior has come, He is born today. They went out and started evangelizing to these people by telling them of what the angel has said. Remember, the angels in their wordings to proclaim the gospel of Christ, of His soon-to-be death on the cross for our sins, as He was looked at as a Savior, the one who has been prophesied about. And they must have been filled with great joy in wanting to go and tell everyone about what they have heard and what they have seen. And this is something that's probably natural to us. We are people who love sharing good news, aren't we? We love to share what good things are going on in our life. I remember when we found out, me and my wife, that we were pregnant with our first child, Olivia, that it was a very joyous thing to tell other people around us that we're going to have a baby. And it was fun calling different family members, and it was joyful to announce it to our church family and to our friends as we are sharing this great news. And that's something that we love to do. You know, maybe for a guy, you get a nice brand new truck, or maybe you get a really nice buck to put on top of that truck. Or maybe, you know, it's a new house, or, you know, maybe it's something else, but we love sharing good news. Just as these shepherds were sharing the great news of their Savior, Jesus Christ. The greatest news that one could share. And we see that God used these shepherds to proclaim Christ. As they went out and they made known what the angels had said. They made known of what they had seen. And you know, the shepherds during that time, as odd as it might be, shepherds were usually not able to even be able to be a witness in a court. Shepherds during this time were usually not allowed to testify in open court, because they were looked at as a lower class, and they were actually looked at as untrusting people. That it was very uncommon that you would see a shepherd or one holding that position testifying in court. And that was just the culture of their time. And how amazing it is that we see God used humble shepherds who by man's own rules were not able to be testifiers in court. God used humble shepherds to proclaim what they have witnessed and said unto those around them of the birth of the Savior Jesus Christ. We look at the angels' reaction to this great news, the birth of Jesus. We see the shepherds' reaction, and how they made it a priority to seek after, to obey the words of the angels, to find Jesus, and to proclaim what they have seen and heard. And then now I want to look at our reaction. Christmas has almost become a normal or average celebration for us, hasn't it? It's easy to fall into all the different things that Christmas time has to bring, with the family gatherings as everyone travels and gets together. It's a busy time. A lot of different meals that are shared. It's easy to get into the shopping and needing to find gifts. It's easy to get into, man, I want to get gifts. I want to receive. Or maybe you are one who loves to give gifts. And all the different activities that Christmas has around it. It's very easy to fall into all those things and look at Christmas as just an average celebration or something as we do as a family get together, or a time of shopping and gift giving. And I think that true celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ is something that we in this world are lacking today. And I think very possibly something that even believers are lacking in celebrating the birth of their Savior Jesus Christ. Look at the angels' reaction. They came and they proclaimed Christ. They praised him. If we are being honest with ourselves, when is the last time that we have proclaimed who Christ is? Or when is the last time that we have praised God for sending his son to die for us? The praise God for our salvation. Christmas is a time as we take it to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, as we look back and even in remembrance of our salvation and in looking forward from his birth and his death and resurrection from the cross. Truly a time that we should be proclaiming our Savior, and a time that we should be praising him for what he's done in our life. And oftentimes Christmas is such an easy time to do it. But I think oftentimes we fall short. We get wrapped up in the motions. And so are you this morning, this Christmas season, are you praising God as the angels, as you take time to celebrate Christ's birth? Are you in awe of the greatness and the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ that has saved you? And look at the shepherds and their reaction. They had a quick response to God, and they traveled a distance to see Christ, their Savior. A response that we should have as well as believers today. A quick response to the Lord. And the shepherds, we see that they were amazed. They were in awe, and they brought forth and they shared this great news that they had heard and seen of the birth of Jesus Christ, as they started sharing with others around them. Do you this morning have the same amazement of looking at the birth of Jesus Christ and looking at the salvation that you have in him, that it brings you to great joy to share it with others? Like I mentioned, we as people are ones who love to share great news, aren't we? We're ones that love to share if we got a new car or a birth of a child or, you know, different things in our life. And those aren't bad things to share. But are we sharing the greatest news that we could possibly possess, which is that of Jesus Christ? Are we proclaiming who he is? Christmas is a time that, you know, as we look at the birth of Jesus Christ, That we take time to praise him. We take time to proclaim the truth of this celebration. As I mentioned, this world has brought so many other things into this holiday, into this celebration. And they're not all bad. I'm not trying to say that family gatherings are bad, that gift giving is bad by any means. But have we allowed those things to overshadow what we should truly be celebrating, which is the birth of Jesus Christ? Tomorrow, what is your plan? What is your focus as Christmas is upon us? Or today, maybe as you go together and meet with family, is it just to have a good time, to indulge yourself, to take a day off of work? Or is it a time that you actively set apart time to say, God, I need to praise you for the greatness of my salvation through Jesus Christ. Though I was unworthy, through your great love, you sent him to die for us. The birth of Jesus Christ is such a time to celebrate because it is the birth of our Savior who came to this earth with a purpose. As I mentioned the title of that play, he was born to die. And so this morning, as we have read through the account of Luke, and we see the reactions of the angels, and we see the reactions of the shepherds, I hope it's a challenge onto our hearts. And what is our reaction to the birth of Jesus Christ? Are you praising and proclaiming God as the angels did? Praising him for his greatness and his glory. Praising him for the greatness of salvation that we have through Christ. And are you sharing Christ as the shepherds did? As they were going out and sharing what they had heard and seen as they were proclaiming Jesus Christ. Are you doing that? Like I said, Christmas is often a busy time, and a lot of things that we do around Christmas are not bad things. But they shouldn't take the place and they shouldn't overshadow what we should truly be celebrating and how we should truly be praising God, for he is worthy of our praise. Don't allow the festivities and different things to take place of truly celebrating the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. But I encourage you, if you take time today, take time tomorrow to just set it apart, either for yourself or maybe for your family, to focus and just praise God. And if you're around family this time of year, and I know there's many here that are here today that I know of that have family who are unsaved, that you are going to be able to interact with, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe in the coming week. Don't allow the opportunities that God gives you to proclaim Christ to pass away. Take those opportunities. Proclaim the great news that you have, the greatest news that can ever be shared to one another, which is that of Jesus Christ. And again, don't allow the things of this world to overshadow that of Jesus Christ in our life. Let's go and close in a word of prayer. Father, I again thank you and praise you that you sent your son to die for us. Lord, such a great amount of love towards us, though we were sinners, though we rebelled against you, that you loved us so much that you sent your son to die for us. Lord, a love that's almost incomprehensible. And I pray, Lord, as we take this time, around this time of year, Lord, that we not allow the things of this earth and the things around us to take place of our relationship with you, or take place of the greatness of the birth of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray as many go and they visit family and they visit friends around this time, that they might have opportunities to proclaim the gospel to them, that they might be able to share this great news of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, allow us not forget what you have done in our life. And Lord, not allow this to be the only time of year either that we take this time to praise and glorify you, Lord, and to proclaim the name of Christ, but allow it to be our heart's desire. And I pray that you be with us in Christ's name. Amen.